Good morning. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church on our Worldwide Communion Sunday. We would like to welcome all of you here, and let us start the welcoming off by greeting our friends and neighbors sitting next to us in the pew or across the aisle. Please stand and pass the peace. Now let us continue to prepare our hearts for worship by singing our hymn of preparation that is found on the top of your bulletin. Announcements for today. Let me pull a couple out of the bulletin. You will notice in your bulletin that the Festival of Hymns will be this afternoon at 4 o'clock over across the street at the First Presbyterian Church. There will be over 100 voices combined next Sunday. There will be over 100 voices combined singing our favorite hymns. And that will be First Presbyterian, First Baptist, and Main Street choirs. It's free, and of course, as usual, they would appreciate some donations. I also want to remind you to put on your calendar that the Main Streeters are planning a trip to Hendersonville, North Carolina, to the Skytop Orchard. That will be Friday the 15th. The bus is going to be leaving about 6:30. So seats are limited. If you want to go, be sure and get your reservation in to Nancy West. Her phone number is in the newsletter, but you can call the church and get it if you need that. Pardon me? I'm sorry, 8:30? Your seats are still important, and most of us are up that hour anyway, right, Zella? The next thing I want to remind you of is the circles, which will begin meeting this next week. Those names and times are in the newsletter. If you are not a member of a circle, we would urge all of you, United Methodist women, to contact the church office or contact another friend and join a circle. This is a wonderful opportunity for fellowship and outreach in the church. It's one of those small group activities that really make life in a large church a blessing and a benefit. I also want to remind you about Hot Wednesdays. The supper this Wednesday will be provided by Mud Pies, and they do need a reservation if you're planning on coming to eat. And singles and single again activities are listed in the newsletter. But the next one is going to be October the 12th. They'll be meeting in the fellowship hall with a potluck supper to do some more planning for activities for singles and singles again. Now, let us continue to set our hearts and minds at worship as the acolytes enter with the light of Christ.
all who are able, please stand and join me in this morning's call to worship. God's mercies never end. They are new every morning. We gather in gratitude that our faith may increase. Take delight in God, who is with us wherever we go. Trust God, even when we do not feel like singing. By God's grace, we are gathered for worship. In God's love, we are no longer exiles and strangers. Thank you.
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. Our Canticle of Covenant Faithfulness, number 125.
You may be seated. A canticle is very similar to a psalter. The only difference is that the scripture that we are reading is not a psalm. It is, in this case, from the book of Isaiah. We will begin with the response, which Joyce will play now. Seek the Lord, who now is present. Call upon the Lord, who is near. Let them return, that the Lord may have mercy on them, that our God may abundantly pardon. The rain and the snow come down from heaven, and return not, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
Hide not your face from me.
The pastoral concerns are in your bulletin. Would you please add Betty Calfee to your list? Let us be in an attitude of prayer. Holy God, as we bow our hearts before you, to settle our troubled spirits, to calm the ragingness that's within our being, we come to you, Almighty God, and you who is the Prince of Peace, the great calmer of the storms, the one that knows all, who sees all. We come to you, dear God, and we thank you for that mustard seed faith that lives within our being, confessing that we don't have all the answers, but we trust in you. We trust in you to Continue to lead us and to guide us and direct us in the paths that you would have us to go. Almighty God, we thank you for the privilege to pray for these whose names are listed within on our bulletin, and those that are residing within our hearts, those personal issues, those private prayers, those times when we don't know what to do, and yet you lead us. Dear God, we pray for each one who might be struggling with those type of issues, or for those who have personal needs. Hear, O God, our prayers this day. Be with our troops who serve where they're sent, for ministers and missionaries who go at your bidding to share the good news of Christ wherever. For those in leadership within our great land and those who lead our church, we pray for them as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us worship the Lord now with our morning tithes and offerings. Ushers, would you come, please? Almighty God, we thank you for the gift of life, acknowledging that all that we have is yours, borrowed for a while. the privilege to give from that which we have received, a portion. We thank you, O God, for those faithful givers to your kingdom, and those who have not or who chose not to give this day. Let your blessings rest upon them as well. And may this offering be used for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated, and we invite the children forward for the children's message.
Get right in the middle so I can see everybody. Ooh, we have a great group. Because I need a big group this morning. You know why? I need some detectives. I need some investigators. Who can help me? Okay, let's put on our detective badges, our invisible ones. All right, put on your little spectacle thing. Okay, do you know what we're going to be investigating?
No.
I want to find who has the most faith in church. Okay? I have a few people in mind that are pretty good candidates. So let's see. There's Miss Kathy. I think she's a great candidate. Okay, Miss Kathy, let's see. Stand up for me if you will. We're going to size you up. Okay. We know Miss Kathy does a lot around the church, right? She helps with everything. Let's see. Does she look like she has a lot of faith? Does she act like she has a lot of faith? She's got a lot of faith. Okay, let's go to candidate number two. You can. You look uncomfortable. Oh, Preacher Terry. I think he'd be a pretty good candidate. All right, Preacher Terry, stand up for us. Y'all can stand up if you need to see him. Okay, Preacher Terry does a pretty good bit around here, doesn't he? Does he look like he has a lot of faith?
Yes.
Does he act like he has a lot of faith?
Yes.
I think Miss Kathy's got some competition. All right. Well, you know what? Let's see. Who else could be? Mr. Larry. Stand up for us, Mr. Larry. Now, Mr. Larry does a lot around here, doesn't he?
He is.
He teaches us music and he guides us. So, does he look like he has a lot of faith?
Yes.
Does he act like he has a lot of faith?
Yes. Because
oh, my goodness. We got to run for our money here. Okay. So, we got to take a vote here. Who thinks Miss Kathy has the most? Say, yeah. Yeah. Who thinks Preacher Terry has a lot?
Yeah.
What about Mr. Larry?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know how you measure faith, so let's have a seat, and we're going to consult the most important detective book in history and in the world. What would that be?
The Bible.
The Bible. Let's see what it says. That's right. We're going to look in Luke, the book of Luke, and I read about it, and it's got some good guidance. You know what it says about faith?
What?
It says, we don't need more faith. A tiny seed of faith is enough if it's alive and growing. So do you guys have faith?
Yeah.
Is it alive and growing?
Yeah.
So you know what I think? As the lead detective, I think you would agree as my team that I don't think anybody has more faith than the other person. I think we all are important as long as our faith is alive and growing. We all have just the right amount of faith if it's growing. All right, let's say a prayer to God. Dear God, thank you for what we learn in church, because it allows our faith to be alive and growing. We love you. Amen. Good job, detectives.
Thank you.
gospel lesson today is from the gospel according to Luke. Begin reading with the 5th verse of the 17th chapter. Hear now the reading of God's word. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, are to say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. I have a fantasy today. And that fantasy is that all over the world, during times of worship, people are joining together of all different denominations and faiths and affirming our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ by celebrating communion together. As I reflected upon the times that I have taken communion and they have been so meaningful to me, I thought about those times in the military. Thought about those times when being with United Methodist Women at a meeting, particularly in Spartanburg. On that day, for whatever reason, I was keenly aware that what I was participating in was a whole lot more than just bread and juice. I remember those times when I was in the military and we would gather together and for our meetings, and all of us wore the same uniform, and yet there would come those times when we would go to our separate places of worship, the Catholics over here and the Protestants over there, and then there were some of us Protestants that would assemble later after worship and we would stand around the table and together we would share the body of Christ. Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Assembly of God, gathered around God's table. I'm thankful today that there is a movement among us called LAMCA, Lutherans, Anglican, Methodists, Catholics, as we study and contemplate how we can come together in more harmony and to commune together. So today we, maybe in our mind, we begin to tear down some boundaries. Fellowship here at the Lord's table. Not our differences, but our commonness. Randy Johnson was a quarterback for Oklahoma. They were on the 20-yard line. Their own 20-yard line. There was not enough time left but for one more play. The game would be over and the season would end. So the coach decided that since the game was all but lost, that on the last play he would send in all the seniors. And so all the seniors came in and they were there in the huddle. And the coach told him, said, "Randy, you can call any play you want to call." And so he called play number 13. Now, play number 13 had never, ever been tried before. As a matter of fact, in the practice times that they had tried it, it had never worked. And Randy said he looked up, and there was Barry. And he was crying. Last time he'd be on the field for Oklahoma. He had a number 8 on his jersey. He looked over there, and there was Harry. And Harry was crying too. And he had a number 7 on his jersey. And so he decided that he would play number 13. And sure enough, played number 13, and it was for a touchdown, and they won the game, and the coach came to him and said, "Randy, so how in the world did you decide to make that play? We had never played it before." He said, "I know, coach." He said, "But when I looked up and I saw one cry with number 7 and another with number 8, I added them up, and it was 13, and said, I called the play." He said, "Randy, 8 and 7 don't equal 13. Said, "What would you have done after that?" He said, "Coach, if I'd have been as smart as you, would have lost the ball game." So, you know, when we think about winning and doing what we should do, there's a song that says, "Not to the swift is the battle." It speaks to us that we don't always have the greatest capabilities. Sometimes we may not can add 7 and 8. But God says, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed. And this morning, as we come here to affirm our faith, it doesn't mean that we can explain where Cain and Abel got their wives. While we might not have all the answers even within our own church, but it's just us being the church, being God's people, loving one another, daring to try, daring to be. Story was told about James Craft. Said he was a young boy and he had a little pony, and the little pony's name was Puddin'. And said he had this little pony and he decided that he would make cheese. And so he went into the town to sell cheese. Every day, faithfully, working hard to make the best cheese he could make. Finally, one day he said to Puddin', he said, "Puddin', I think we got this wrong." He said, "Rather than me making so much effort in making this cheese, I think I need to put God first in my life." And Mr. Kraft, standing before North Shore Baptist Church, he told the young people in the class, he said, "I would rather be a layperson in the kingdom of God than to be the executor of some massive manufacturing company." And so every time you put any Philadelphia cream cheese in your mouth, or you serve stovetop dressing to your family, or you dip an Oreo cookie into a glass of milk, or you take apart an Oreo cookie and lick the goody out of it, or any time you can stop and think about the commitment that Mr. Kraft made that day with his little pony when he was endeavoring to sell cheese. You see, this morning, we may not have everything we need, or indeed, we might have everything that we could ever possibly need. But God is with us. We're here. And if we have that mustard seed faith, that mustard seed faith that's growing inside of us, that's enough. Amen. Invite you this morning to turn with me to page 17. a great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. So, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Dear God, to you we give glory, honor, and praise, and we proclaim your blessings upon these gifts of ours and your gift to us. Use them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to instill within us faith and hope. Amen. All honor and yours, glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. On the night when our Lord was betrayed, he took bread. He blessed it. He broke it. He said, "As often as you eat of this bread, you show forth my death until I return." And when supper was over, he took the cup and he blessed it. And he said, "As often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you show forth my death until I return." I invite those who are going to be assisting me this morning to come. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. Thank you. effective testimony of Christ's blood shed for you. Go in peace. Your faith has made you whole. Amen. Go in peace. Your faith has made you whole. Amen. Christ's death until he returns. Take and feast in your heart as your faith is making you whole. New Testament in Christ's blood. Body, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you and for many for forgiveness of sins. New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. Go in peace. Your faith is making you whole. Amen. Go in peace, your faith has made you whole. Amen. Take and feast in your heart. peace. Your faith has made you whole. Amen. Go in peace. Your faith is making you whole. Amen. Go in peace, your faith is making you whole. Amen.
Jesus Christ.
As often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you show forth the Lord's death until he returns. Take and feast in your heart the body, the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, given for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Take and feast in your heart. Bless you. Body, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you show forth the Lord's death until he returns. Take and eat. Go in peace. Your faith is making you whole. Amen. Peace, your faith is making you whole. Amen. Let us pray together. The prayer is found in our bulletin, the prayer titled Falling Communion. We'll just pray together. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Number 438, Forth in Thy Name. receive now the benediction. The blessing of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.